You're on Texas Standard Time.
Rue 21, the clothing retailer popular with young women's latest brick and mortar to announce store closures, 400 of them across the country, 40 of those stores in Texas. Plano-based JCPenney is closing 9 stores in the Lone Star State. Outdoor retailer Gander Mountain closing 10. Texas is also losing a Sears and 4 Kmart stores, one-time staples, right? Well, by now, who among us doesn't know what's going on here? The rise of online shopping, right? Well, maybe there's more to this story. Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic, where he writes about economics, labor markets, and the media. Derek, thanks for talking with The Standard.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
The headline of this story describes this as a retail meltdown of 2017. How is what we're seeing now any different from the same old story about the death of brick and mortar we've been hearing since, what, 2000, 2001?
I mean, it's the difference between a slow decline and an absolute sort of apocalypse extinction level event, right? You have a group of, you know, old brick and mortars, legacy brick and mortars like JCPenney and Macy's that were struggling. But now you have as many bankruptcies in the first 3 months of 2017 as you had in all of 2016. And 2016 was the worst year since the recession. I mean, you really have this cluster of bankruptcies that highlights in many ways the struggling of not only the department stores like Macy's and JCPenney, but also retailers that used to be thought of as cool. You know, Abercrombie's and Wet Seals and all sorts of teen-oriented retailers that have really struggled.
I think the long-held assumption is that physical retailers are failing primarily because of Amazon, in a word, but really online retailers more broadly. And you say that's partly true, but it's not the whole story.
Right. On the one hand, of course, you have the growth of e-commerce, which is itself dominated by Amazon. Amazon's revenue has quintupled since 2010. On the other hand, what you have is sort of a structural shift from spending in retail to spending on restaurants and bars. In the 1980s and 1990s, malls and physical retail stores grew like wildfire, really. I mean, you had the growth of malls, which was, I think, growing twice as fast as the growth of population. But now what you have is just too many malls, too many physical retail stores. And as a result, what you're going to see, I think, in the future is that as people continue to shift their spending from physical items to experiences, restaurants and bars will continue to grow at the expense of brick-and-mortar retail shops.
This sounds like not just a sort of a byproduct of overbuilding of malls, but it also sounds like a sort of a larger existential crisis for retail more generally, if what you're talking about is that we are making a kind of consumerist shift away from things and more toward experiences?
Spending as a share of family budgets has declined by 50% this century. So spending on clothing in general is just not a growth category. But spending on restaurants and bars, spending on food away from home, that is a growth category.
So where does this go from here? I mean, we've long heard the epitaph for the mall as we've known it. I guess you go short on mall stock, but is this really the end?
Well, it's not the end. You know, there are 1,200 malls in America right now. There will be maybe 900 in a decade. 900 malls is still a lot of malls. So you clearly have some retail that's going to continue to exist. It's just going to be, I think, eventually the minority of the total retail market. Right now, you know, e-commerce is growing steadily every single year. It conquered sort of media, you know, books and movies and games, and now it's moving into apparel. And who knows, soon it might take on something like, you know, furniture or something like that. Companies like Casper, which are very successful at selling, you know, a single variety of bed, have grown really quickly. So I just think that in general, you have a growing consumer demographic in their 20s and 30s that are gaining more income and are extremely comfortable spending their money online, shopping for stuff online. And as a result, if you're a company that relies on a physical footprint, then you have invested in real estate that is expensive and is not going to yield as much revenue as you were expecting. So in that respect, yes, you're exactly right. They're not a very good bet for investors.
It's a fascinating bit of analysis. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. We'll have a link to his piece at texasstandard.org. Derek, thank you for taking time to speak with The Standard.
Thank you.